Hi, I'm Caleb Bradle with the Northern Nevada Business Weekly, here with this week's Business Beat. Despite many barriers, some Reno women are working to shatter the glass ceiling in Northern Nevada's construction industry. Randy Reed is one such person. She was fired after she brought in a commission sheet that would have netted her more money than her male counterparts. She eventually had to win a lawsuit to get the money. Now, she's the director of business development at Brycon Construction in Reno. Her story is familiar to Nicole Perez. She has dealt with racism, sexism, and a lack of opportunities during her 18 years in the industry. But over the years, she has noticed things are getting better for women. Nearly one-third of construction companies promoted a woman to a senior position in 2018. That's according to Randstad, a human resource consulting firm. It's been a year of working from home offices, kitchens, or in my case, my son's nursery. But as vaccination rates rise, many are just looking to get out of the house. At least four new co-working spaces have sprung up in Northern Nevada over the past year. That includes the Ant Space, the first ever in Sparks. The owners say they felt co-working was not being served well in Sparks. The healthcare sector was hit hard economically by the pandemic, but that doesn't seem to be the case for veterinarians. Vet Success tracks financial data from 2,800 vet clinics across the U.S. It estimates that revenue in February was up 12% from last year. Lone Mountain Veterinary Hospital in Carson City is one clinic that has seen a steep increase in demand. It's now scheduling routine visits at least 3 weeks in advance. For more business news, check out the Northern Nevada Business Weekly at nnbw.com and in print on Wednesdays. For KUNR, I'm Caleb Bradle.